Unrest hampers a relief agency's work in Kenya. The Turkish martyr case returns briefly to court. And World Vision launches an aid response to severe flooding in southern Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Kenyan government has again turned down international efforts to broker a solution to the crisis triggered by disputed elections. Unrest continues. More than 600 people have been killed and more than 250,000 people have been displaced. Food for the Hungry's Kenya program director, Shep Owen, says the unrest is affecting their work.
We actually can't even go to the office here in Nairobi. Upcountry, our work is mostly going on, but we have some staff who are trapped in some of the upcountry locations where a lot of the fierce ethnic fighting has been taking place.
Owen says their manager had his farm looted and burned. FH is focused on helping the displaced people right now.
Here in Nairobi, we've been able to help about 16,000 people with food and with non-food items. We've been able to work with a few churches in town and some other NGOs.
He says churches are raising their own money to help, and they're sharing their faith as they hand it out. Next, seven people appeared in court Monday in Malta to answer charges that they killed one German and two Turkish Christians. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
We have not heard reports of what happened in that. There were some media reports that the defendant's lawyer would ask for a delay to have more time to prepare a defense. What we do know is that it seems like the prosecutors are more interested in the three Christians who were killed than they are in the seven people who are on trial.
Nettleton claims the prosecution has detailed information about the three Christians, their activities, their outreach, all the while losing evidence against the accused. The end result could have a chilling effect on ministry.
If we put ourselves in their shoes and you see this trial going on, you know that three Christians were killed, and you see what very much appears to be a cover-up as part of this trial. Obviously, that's a concern. It leads to a feeling of not being protected by the Turkish government.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Widespread flooding in southern Africa has tipped off a humanitarian crisis. More rains in the forecast could worsen the damage in the region. Tens of thousands of people in Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, and Mozambique have been displaced. World Vision's team is working at providing shelter, water, and sanitation until the situation stabilizes. Pray for World Vision staff to be able to continue providing emergency aid effectively as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. Meanwhile, Greater Europe Mission is helping raise the bar for teaching English to non-native speakers. In February, they'll release a training DVD for missionaries, church groups, and individuals. Dale Burkhart says the DVD will lend a strengthened missionary witness.
Teaching English just widens the audience. It widens the contacts that individuals have in their community. And if you're not teaching with quality, then you don't have credibility, and then your representation of Christ doesn't have credibility either.
One of the tools these new teachers will use is dialogue journals. This opens doors in classes, says Burkhart.
The first or second night of classes, one of the students wrote to her teacher in the dialogue journal, "I want you to tell me all about your faith." And that's an open door, and we can respond to that kind of open door.
GEM needs people to help teaching projects. Go to our website to find out how you can help. And E3 Partners and SIM International have released a new tool for preventing HIV/AIDS. The HIV/AIDS Cube helps people tell others about preventing the spread of the virus. They successfully tested the cube in Sudan, where many people are illiterate. They also went to Rwanda. With the HIV/AIDS Cube, they were able to share the heart of Christ, and many Rwandans came to Christ. Many wanted to take the cube to their church. The HIV/AIDS Cube is available online. Visit our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.